All right.
Hello, Alexander?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing great. Great.
Good. Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Right?
Unfortunately, I don't celebrate that. So. Sorry.
Yeah,
but
I don't
you,
really
though.
Either. I'm a Christian, and I don't really celebrate it like that. Like, you know, like how most people celebrate it.
Yeah, it's become an American holiday, you know. So yeah, I understand.
Yeah, exactly. So I use it more as a time just to get together with family and enjoy the kids more so than like actually celebrating Halloween and all that. So that's just me personally.
Yeah.
So
I'm in the same boat as you.
Yo, that's great. Yeah, you know, it's all about the family, all about the kids to me personally. But
yep. Exactly.
Tell me about Diaz Fencing.
I mean, we're more like the tri-state area where I am,
mm-hmm.
meaning Delaware, Jersey. So
mm-hmm.
That being said, I do a lot of fencing and concrete as well. So it's just not just fencing, you know. So that's
mm-hmm.
what I was telling, I think it was his name, Josh, I can't recall. But I
mm-hmm.
told him that in like a couple months, perhaps beginning of next year, I want to change the name to be more general, like a general construction name, you know, where
mm-hmm.
it's just not
mm-hmm.
straight fencing. So, you know, that's my goal. So that's why I was like, you know, I'd rather wait till then. But he said,
mm.
like, you know, perhaps it's better to start now, something like that.
Yeah, well, we could definitely help you too. And if you're looking to make that change and make it more solid, we have the ability to help with that, Alexander, because, you know, we can portray the company exactly how you would like to have it advertised. And if it's, like changing the name later on, it's literally just the click of a couple of buttons and we can change that out for you, or we can add it in now, you know, if you wanted it more, you know, Diaz Fencing and General Contracting Services, or Diaz Contracting Services, or Diaz Outdoor Services, or things like that. Like, there's lots of options available to you, and we can help, definitely help with that. So,
well, the thing is, Diaz, so my brother was the one that did that, and I'm basically running the whole thing, because both him and I, and, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm a real estate agent, so, like, doing the
nice.
Deals and stuff, it's very, very easy for me to, like, you know, sell
mm-hmm.
my services. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was not a fan of like the whole Diaz and all that. So I was just like, you know, I want to make it more into a general name. No,
uh-huh.
like nothing that has to do with like a last name or
okay.
something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I haven't thought of a name though. So that, you know, that would be something more towards the future, you know, so.
Okay. All right. Well, again, once you're ready to make that switch over, that's not a big deal at all. We can definitely take care of that. So have you ever considered putting the company onto the first page of Google?
You know, I have. It's crazy. I think my phone heard me because yesterday I was talking about that with somebody. And I think they did, honestly. But I told them, you know, I think they're always. I had a friend that did that or does that. That I think he pays. I don't know what he pays, but he says that they pay you. I mean, he pays them to like
mm-hmm.
have their company come up at first or whatever. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I guess it depends. I don't know, on Google, because like everybody uses Google, you know, like
mm-hmm.
hey, I want to do some concrete. Usually most of the people go on Google and look for
mm-hmm.
concrete companies, you know, most of the time.
Right. That's exactly how it works. Even if they get your name kind of like word of mouth, they go to Google, right? And they
mm-hmm.
they still do a search and they still want to see kind of like what's going on here. So we're a one-stop shop. A little background on our company, Alexander. We've been in business for 17 years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a Google Premier Partnership. So the package
What's
actually...
What's it called
again? Our company? Local Splash.
Yeah.
LocalSplash.com.
Oh, local.
Like your local newspaper, splash of water, LocalSplash.com. So I can actually send you a link out, and we can go over the pricing together to see if this is going to be a good fit, since it is a position we're looking to actively fill. We want to work with a quality company. Now, one of the things that I'm looking at here is I see that you're currently tied up with Home Advisor. How has that been?
It's been great. You know,
good.
I can't complain. I haven't been using it much, you know, like I told mm-hmm. the other guy, that mostly I've been using it more for, like, fill in the gaps for me. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
So that's not bad at all. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean,
I like to hear that, because if you do well with a program like Home Advisor, you're going to love this spot. Now, did you receive the text that I sent you?
Yeah, I'm just now clicking on it. So, yeah.
Cool. So once you open that up, Alexander, it's going to say take control of your online presence.
Say that again. Get control.
It says take control of your online presence once you click on the link and it opens up.
Yeah. Like, I'm here at the website. It says Local Splash.
Perfect. Yep. Okay. localsplash.com/SEO-packages, the link that I sent you. If you open that up and then you scroll down, you'll see we've been in business for 17 years. You can see our Google Premier Partnership badge. But what I really want to draw your attention to is the packages down towards the bottom of the site. Do you see those?
Yeah, the Pro, the Platinum, the mm-hmm. Platinum Premier.
Yep. So the one that I'm going to suggest for you, especially because we have this Halloween special going on that's going to waive the setup fee altogether, I can offer you the Platinum package that's going to be really great at a flat rate of just $299 a month. Okay?
Okay.
Now, specifically,
so,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool. I'll just tell you about it right now. So specifically what the program will include is complete Google local optimization setup. So that's the first page placement there within the local map where the business is physically located, and allows us to target that tri-state area that you want to come up in. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we don't just throw you up there on Google and say, hey, good luck. We want to make sure that you have all of the support in order to ensure proper placement. Now, full disclosure, Alexander, says first page placement on Google takes no more than 30 to 45 days for my company. We have quite a few tools in order to expedite that process, but also to get activity moving forward faster. So SEO content creation means we include all of the programming, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, and content creation, along with the optimized landing page as a full website. So when your clients pull up the services that you're providing on the first page of Google, not only are they going to see your company come up as a top recommended option, but they're also going to have a dedicated website to land on to look at the photos of your work and call to speak with you directly. Okay?
Okay.
Facebook advertising is $100 worth of Facebook ads every single month. Now, the cool thing about this is that we include all of the social media marketing, so you don't have to really take the time to go in and continue creating the ads and, you know, including the boost and things like that. So with this, we do encourage that you do create posts so we have more material to work with. But we create the actual ads and the correlating. So if at any point you've ever noticed, like maybe you look for something random, like you mentioned, like you thought maybe your phone was listening, right? So if you're looking for something random on Google, maybe even a pair of work boots or a new tool, right? You look for that thing, and the next thing you know, you see that same thing coming up through your Facebook feed. I'm sure you've noticed that, right?
Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah.
That's called retargeting. So the phone isn't actually listening, but it does mean that particular company has a dual program exactly like what we're offering you. And what happens with that is when people have a dual package like what we're offering you, it automatically retargets. So they're going to get grand exposure to your company anytime they're toggling or they're looking anywhere within the 60-plus premium directories that we're offering you. For example, we also program you in for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, HopFrog, Kudzu. I mean, you name it, we give you a listing there, okay?
Okay.
The package also includes that you have reputation management and review generation, so we help to get the 5-star reviews directly on Google. Those load straight to the website. The package also includes Amazon Alexa and Google Home for voice-activated searches, in addition to a downloadable app that allows you to track the physical phone calls, eliminate spam and robocalls, and, of course, a client dashboard that's going to allow you to track exactly how many clicks to the website, location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving. The entire package is 100% trackable. Now, the coolest thing about it is that it's all done month to month. There's no contract. So those Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The website's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. All the directories are up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. Again, the Google local listing, the maximum amount of time that it would take is 30 to 45 days for first page placement there. I don't anticipate it taking that long for you, but it is my job to give you full disclosure on the entire package, okay?
Okay.
So tell me, since it's month to month and there's no contract for all the services provided to show you a strong return on investment, I'm sure this is something you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Yeah, hey, I like your sales voice. That's good. So I'm going to say this. What's it called? So what would be the, how you call it, the, I guess there's always like a fee first. It won't be $300 every month, right? There's going to be a starting fee and then $300.
No,
correct?
I've waived everything, so it's literally just the $299 this month and $299 each month after that to continue the program.
Okay, and is there a limited amount of months, like a contract? Like you said, if I want to try it out for 1 month, would that be it?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I want to start, and then, let's say I don't want, let's say I start for November 1st, right, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to continue with December, and can I start it up again in January, or it has to kind of be continuous?
That's a great question. So you do have the ability to pause the campaign, yes, sir, okay? But you can only pause it after you've been with us for 2 months. So you can pause it for up to 6 months. We call that a seasonal hold. If for any reason you need to pause the campaign, that's fine. But you do have to be with the campaign a minimum of 2 months in order to pause it because, again, when we disclose that full timeline there, that 30 to 45 days maximum, we want to have the full package in place and all the programming in place because when you pause it, you don't come down off the first page. You just literally pause the campaign. So you don't lose any of the placements. You don't lose any of the reviews. You don't lose any of the content that we've built for you. It's just hitting the pause button, and it's going to pause those ads, and you're not charged. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so there's huge advantages to that, but we do recommend that you stick the program out a minimum of 2 months just so it can all come to full fruition. If you choose to pause the campaign for any reason, again, it's just after that 2 months. Same thing with cancellation. You can cancel for any reason at any time. Of course, we've never seen anybody cancel on profit with this package, so I don't think that that would be happening, but that is what's available to you. And everything is yours to keep. If you ever did cancel the services for any reason, absolutely all features are yours to keep. Now, as far as the website goes, you can continue hosting with us for a flat rate of $49 a month, or you can do a domain buyout for $99, and then it's yours to keep completely.
Say that one more time. Sorry, you broke up a little bit.
I said, as far as the website goes, you can do a domain buyout for $99, and that's completely yours to keep, free and clear, or you can continue hosting the website with us. We'll continue updating and programming, and that would be a flat rate of $49 a month.
Okay. That's after if I want to don't use the rest of it, right? You said?
If you wanted to cancel the services for any reason, yes, sir. Those are options available to you. So like all of the profiles that we build for you, the Google Business Profile, all the reviews we help you to gain and gather, all of the programming, all of the business profiles for the top 60 directories, all of that is yours to keep if you ever left for any reason. Okay?
Okay. So you're telling me that you're going to make me a website. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Not bad at all. Okay, like I was telling him earlier. So... You know, I used to draw, I'm very creative with that. So I created my own logo, right? Because
awesome.
I didn't have anybody to do me a logo at the moment. So,
uh-huh.
And I'm not so good with the whole computer and logos and stuff. So
okay.
I drew a logo and that's what I've been using for most
mm-hmm.
of the time. But I mean, it's been working out. So I was telling him what should I do? Cause my logo is not as professional looking. I mean, it's not like a scribbled either, you know,
okay.
But it's not a logo. You know what I mean?
So digitally. Why don't you send us the logo and we can brand it for you and make it a logo.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said that you guys perhaps
yeah.
could help him that. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're here to help you with all aspects of this, Alex. The thing is we're going to do everything that it takes to make your program as successful as possible because your success literally means our success. If you don't see the program working for you, why would you stay?
Say that again?
I said, if you don't see the program working for you, why would you stay?
Yeah, that's true, you know. I like that buyout thing you have that, you know, you don't have to be in there. Like, well, I'm just saying, like, Angie's List, I mean, they're great, mm-hmm. but something I didn't, like, perhaps didn't like was that they charged me, like, a $350 starting thing, and I was, like, not aware of that. So I was just I don't know.
And then the leads on top of that, right?
Yeah, the leads, and then, like, sometimes the leads are, like,
garbage.
I go see them, and it's not, like, yeah, like, you know, it's, like, $100, and it's for, like, fixing one little gate, and I'm, like, you know, that's not even.
Or they were, like, maybe, we maybe want to get it done in 6 months, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of
so
that.
I like the idea of the whole organic leads. That's basically what you're offering me, right? More like
that's exactly what we're offering you. 100%. That's exactly what we're offering you.
Okay. You know what? Your day great convincing me. I mean, you gave me every point. You have a good sales speaking you know, personality, but I also was interested in this before because I was like, you know, everybody uses Google, so like, why not, you know, and then like, I feel like it could be a good opportunity. Another question I do have though, so, since I told you about me changing the company name and all that, can I still like, in the near future, like you said, it's just a click of a button. You just change the name completely and that's it, and you keep all the reviews and everything?
Yeah, so all that we do is we change the business name across all the platforms and send it all out. That's not a problem. We can change the name. People do it all the time. You know, when they add an LLC or they add incorporated or they do, you know, completely make changes across the board when they want to encompass more services like you're trying to do, because you don't want it to be focused so much only on the fencing. You want it to be encompass more quality services that you're providing. So updating the business name is not a problem.
Okay. Okay. So you also put in, like, as of right now, let's say, for example, you're going to put fencing and you're also going to put country, right, what I offer, right?
So what we're going to do is we're going to go through that with you. So we're going to get even specific with the particular types of fencing that you're providing. If you're offering chain link, vinyl, PVC, if you're offering wood, if you're offering raw iron, what the specific things that you're offering. As far as concrete goes, are you laying foundations? Are you offering sidewalks? Are you doing decorative? You know, the different type of services that you're providing, we want to be very specific because those are the particular type of jobs that we want to bring you.
Okay. Yeah. I also was interested in about doing like accent walls. Well, I do them, but that's more like a like word to word like recommendation. But like I asked Angelise if they could perhaps like help me with that, but I think they didn't have a general like how you call it section for that.
They
so
do,
they were like,
but they just didn't want to give it to you. They're a pain in the neck like that.
Yeah, so that's what I was asking. Like, would that be something that you could
We can throw that in too because you're looking to more keep it as a generalized type of service that offers quite a few different things. It's not like you're trying to add a lemonade stand on the side, something that's totally out of character. You know what I mean? You're not saying, I'm going to do painting and drywall and I want to do concrete and I'm doing fencing. I'm taking care of the whole entire home. But also, you know, we do dog walking on the side. Like, that would require a different campaign, okay? But everything that you're asking for is all-inclusive because it's going to be more of a general services is what you're going for because you want to encompass more quality services besides just the fencing. So that's not a problem. We can include that for you.
Okay. Yeah, sounds great. Sounds really great. So another question, what else is there certain documentation you need from me? All you need is just the payment.
Well, we're going to need the payment, and then I'm going to schedule a client interview with my technician. Okay? My technician
is
going to cross, it's a client interview. It's the onboarding call. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes, and during this call, the technician's going to have you send in any and all photos that you want us to showcase on the Google listing and on the website. They're going to have you send in the logo. They're going to send you the email to send over any and all information that is specific to the business that you want us to advertise. In addition to that, they're going to purchase the domain for the website. They're going to verify the service radius. It's the best phone call. It's really a lot of fun because it's what's going to solidify and get everything moving forward. Now, are you asking more like if I require business license and insurance and those type of things?
Yeah, that's my question.
Yeah, that's not required to be on the first page of Google. Okay?
Okay.
So first page placement.
Because, like.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry, you can Google.
Yeah, first page placement, so you're going to go through a verification process with us. What happens is we actually have Google send the PIN code out to you in the physical mail, okay? We go to Google, we vouch for you. We've been doing this for almost 18 years, Alexander, and we vouch for you. We say, okay, this particular company right here, we're vouching for this guy. He does this work. He sends us these photos. This is what proves that he's an actual business. Google's going to send you a PIN code in the physical mail out to your home office or wherever you have the business located. If it's a physical, if it's like your residential address, that's fine. We'll keep everything hidden on Google so your personal information is not public. But once you receive that PIN code, you're going to give us that PIN code. You're going to give us the digits that come in the physical mail because this is what's going to verify your business. Now, if you have business license, if you have insurance or tax ID information, that is going to obviously help your business to look more professional. But if those are things that you're still working on to get everything moving forward, it is not a requirement, if that's what you're asking.
Well, yeah, the reason I asked this is because since, like I told you, the expansion, well, it's under, you know, my brother and I's name. So the next one that I'm going to be doing is going to be just me. Not that he's leaving me, it's just that I guess for more, like, I'm going to be more in control of everything, like, you know, regarding taxes, et cetera.
Yeah. You're going to be the one who's more responsible for this type of stuff with this particular portion of the company.
Exactly. So, like, you know, he can't do it himself. He's busy and I'm busy, too. So what I'm saying is, like, in the next 3 months, perhaps the beginning of next year, that's when I'm going to change the whole LLC, everything, incorporation, whatever,
okay,
to my name. And, you know, it'll be a different, you know, different license number and all that. Because right now, we do have it, you know.
Cool.
It's just like, it's not like I'm doing it illegally work, you know, but they were like,
It's not illegal work, Alexander. I understand what you're saying, but it's not illegal work. Everybody has to start somewhere, right? Even the guy who's brand new on the totem pole, like, he had to start somewhere, right? And it takes money to make money, as you know. If you've already gotten an LLC, you've already kind of gone through that, then you know that it takes money to make money. It's not like it just happens, right? You have to spend the money advertising. You have to spend the money for the LLC. You have to spend the money paying the fees and the taxes and all those sorts of things. So Google doesn't require those things. They are encouraged. Now, if you were trying to do a package like Google Guaranteed, where the guaranteed leads and stuff like that, yes, there's specific licenses, specific things that are included with that type of package, but that's a completely and separate package from what we're offering you right now.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm just saying because Angelique did require me, like, to have a contract, just registration for, I think it was New Jersey. So that's why my leads are only in Delaware.
Okay.
So, like, if you can get me, like, perhaps leads here in Jersey as of right now without getting that. Because the thing is, I don't want to get that registration because this is, like, at least 300. Like, I don't mind that, but I'm saying, like, I don't want to get that registration for this name, like, for this brand that I have right now.
No, that makes 100% sense. Yeah. You'd rather wait until everything's solidified and changed over to exactly what you want, and then you go get it in all the places you need it. That makes 100% sense.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. And that's why, you know, I've been using Angelique to fill in the gaps, and I've been on work in Delaware, which I previously did. So, you know, it would have been nice if, like, Angelique could have, like, offered me the whole Jersey. But they're right. I mean, perhaps they do need the registration from their part. So that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, we do not require it. No, it is not required at all. And we can bring you jobs right there from New Jersey where you're physically located. That's not a problem because that's where we're going to drop the pin.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds great.
All right. So are you ready to get everything set up?
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. I think you said 300, right, for the first month.
$299.
I mean, for every month.
It's $299 to get set up and $299 each month after that. So for account purposes, Alexander, is your first name A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R?
That's my name, but as I have it everywhere, just put Alex.
Okay. So on the credit card you're putting on file, does it read Alexander?
No, that's the thing. Like,
okay.
My name is so long, I would just put it as Alex.
Okay. It just needs to, however we set the account up, it just needs to be exactly whatever's on the credit card you're putting on file. So if it's Alex, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And then your last name, is it Diaz?
No. It is, but it's Gonzalez.
Okay. So
yeah.
On the card, is it Alex Diaz Gonzalez or just Alex Gonzalez?
It's Alex. That's what I'm saying. It has my whole government name in there. It's like with my initial as well. Do you need that as well?
Yeah, it has to be exactly how it reads on your credit card. That's how we set the account up. When we address you, we'll call you Alex. When your clients address you, they'll call you Alex. But how I set the account up has to be exactly how the credit card reads. So give it to me.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm pulling it up. So you're sure you're not scamming me, right?
Yeah, I'm positive I'm not scamming you.
Okay. Because I am a hacker, by the way, so.
All right.
It is Alex, and then the middle initial, it'll be I.
Okay.
And then the last name is Gonzalez. It's a G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z.
Okay.
And it also has another last name, which is Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z.
Okay. And what is the best email address for you, Alex?
It is A-I-G-L-99-18. @gmail.com.
Okay. So the first two emails that you see coming through are going to be from me, AmyNelson@localsplash.com. The first one is going to be labeled Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to have all of the program details that I have outlined to you directly with the exact pricing that will never go up or change. The second one's going to be labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics, and this is going to be an overview of the tracking and reporting system from with which you'll be able to track the results of the entire package, okay? We like to help you to be familiar with the tracking and reporting process here. In addition to this, I'm also going to send out a series of text messages. So the first of which is going to be my direct phone number and extension line. I'm the lead on your account and point of contact. I'm available to you Monday through Friday, 10 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. The second number is going to be the number for client support, and they're available to you the same hours, as well as a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. Now, Alex, we have to have Google send a PIN code out to you in the physical mail, as I had mentioned earlier. Am I going to have them send that to your home office at 200 West Maple Avenue in Lindenwold?
Yeah, that's not my office, though. That'll be my residence. So that would be anonymous, right, you said?
Yeah, we can hide the physical address on Google so it only shows the city, state, and zip code.
Yeah, that's fine.
And how do you want the business name to read at this time?
Does it have to be the same one or can it be something else?
It could be something else. It's up to you.
You think I'm in a spot right now?
So if I send you my logo that I drew, that'll definitely be a different one. So that means you can make me one, or if I give you another name?
Yeah, logo creation's not a problem here. We can create the logo for you, or we can brand the one that you currently have. It just depends on what it is that you want. You just have to communicate it to us.
Okay. Let's do... Can you do Alliance Construction for now? I'm sorry, I just made that up.
Okay. Alliance Construction. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, you that you do all this marketing stuff, so like, if it says construction, you think people would still, like, get that person for fencing?
I do, because this is the thing, is what's going to happen is they're going to go to Google and they're going to punch in fencing contractor, affordable fencing contractor, hard or wooden fencing contractors, whatever way that they're looking for your services, right? They're going to go to Google, they're going to punch in the keyword, and then your company is going to come up as a top option, and then it's going to have a brief description right there, offers. Fencing, concrete, the painting, the accent walls, the different services. But it's going to have a highlight on the services that they punched in because you qualify for what it is that they are looking for.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think, yeah.
Okay. Now, Alex, getting into this, I'm just kind of pulling everything up here as far as the keywords and the services go. Are you going to be offering both residential and commercial fencing?
Yes.
Okay. And what specific type of fencing are you looking for?
I am doing PVC or vinyl fencing. Mm-hmm. Wood fence, which means, you know, there's wood, like the wooden fence, and there's also like split rail fence. That's what I also do.
What's that called? What rail?
Split rail, yeah. Split rail,
okay. Got it?
Split rail, yeah, like split and then rail.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Split rail, the chain link.
Mm-hmm.
What else? We also do aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what other fence, but we do it, but yeah, that's the one we usually get.
Okay. And then tell me about the concrete work.
So I do concrete, stamped concrete as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do something called cool deck.
Cool deck?
Yeah, C-O-O-L deck.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want me to know what that is so you can explain? Because that's a very, like, I don't think a lot of people offer that. You got to have the experience to do it.
Okay, so you said it's C-O-O-L, cool deck, D-E-C-K?
Yeah, cool deck, yeah.
Okay, and tell me about it.
So cool deck is like, you know, in the summer, usually the concrete is warm. Like when you step on it, it's really hot. So what cool deck does, it keeps it cool all the time. So when you're stepping on it, it's still like cool. That's what it's called.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I bet they pay a lot for that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you also offering decorative concrete?
Decorative concrete as in what? Like stamped?
Well, there's stamped concrete, but some people prefer decorative concrete. So if they're looking for a specific style or they want a specific color or they're looking for epoxy or they're looking to make it, you know, they have like the glitter, they have the shiny concrete, they have the dull concrete, there's just polished concrete. There's lots and lots of different categories here. So I'm just trying to be specific with what it is you're offering.
Yeah, decorative. Yeah, like our coloring. Yeah, we do that as well, coloring.
Okay.
You know the rest. Yeah.
Do you do epoxy?
No, epoxy, no. No.
Okay.
I don't want to go to that side. and we also do pavers.
Really? What like about asphalt?
You know,
mm-hmm.
Asphalt, no. No, asphalt we don't.
Do you do brick pavers?
Yeah, brick pavers, you know, mm-hmm. all types of pavers, retaining walls, you can say.
Okay, very good.
You know, fire pits.
Mm-hmm.
Steps.
Okay. Stone? Do you do anything with stone?
Stone veneer. Yeah, stone veneer.
Okay.
Yeah, all that, you know, all the fancy stuff in the backyard.
Okay, so you're doing hardscapes.
Yeah, basically. That's the word I was going to say, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, hardscapes is super, super lucrative. Absolutely. Now, tell me about the painting portion of the services.
So we do accent walls. That'll be like a whole general accent walls, and then you can put like Wayne's coating.
I'm sorry, Wayne's? W-A-Y-N-E-S? Wayne's coating?
Wayne's coating? Let me see. I think you spell it as, let me see. Wayne's coating, I think you spell it W-A-I-N-S-C-O-T-I-N-G.
Okay, perfect. All right. So you're offering painting only for accent walls. So you're not offering painting specifically like for interior and exterior, just only accent walls?
Oh, no, yeah. That too, yeah. Interior,
okay.
Exterior painting. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah,
beautiful.
For like the concrete is like sidewalks, driveways, you know, anything that has to do with concrete.
Mhm. Okay. And then, do you have a Facebook page, personal or business?
I have a personal, but I don't have a business one. Like I said, I'm still working on that. Like,
that's okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to build the business one from your personal page. During your client interview, they're going to gain access to your Facebook page. Every business page is built as a derivative of a personal page for authenticity purposes. So, Alex, they don't coincide. It's not like, hey, here's Alex and his family and his business. Everything is kept separate, but for accounting purposes, because Facebook actually had like quite a few people who were just doing kind of shady stuff, actually. They needed to go in and they needed to make sure that when somebody created a Facebook business page that it was an actual business. And how they did that is as a derivative of personal pages. So during your client interview, they're going to ask for access. They'll send you a link and gain access to your Facebook page so they can build the business one, right?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
And we'll take care of it for you. Now, I know you said you have photos, and do you need a logo, or do you want to use the logo that you currently have and have us brand it for you?
Say that again?
Do you need a logo, or did you want us to use the logo that you said you have?
Well, I probably need a logo now because the name is totally different now.
Okay.
Before it was DS Fencing, so yeah.
All right, cool. And are you offering service for about a 50-mile radius?
How long is that? I think most is like an hour and a half.
Yeah, so that's usually about 50 miles or so.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And what are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
You can put it any time, honestly.
You want the phone calls 24/7?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, even if I put 24/7, then I'll call me at 2 a.m. either way.
All right. So, Alex, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to schedule your client interview with my technician. This is where we cross the T's and dot the I's. I kind of explained the onboarding process to you earlier. I actually have an available appointment time today between 5 and 6 p.m. Can you speak with my technician at that time?
5 and 6?
Mm-hmm.
Eastern time, Central
Correct.
Time, or what?
Eastern time.
5 and 6. Yeah, I think that's good.
Are you sure?
Let's do 5 and 6, yeah.
Okay. If it's not 5 and 6 today, then we're gonna have to push the appointment to tomorrow morning because our account calendar is completely full. This is the only time that I have left for today to get the client onboarding squared away. And obviously, we want to get it taken care of as quickly as possible. So you're going to receive a text and an email reminder 1 hour before the appointment. And then what happens is we contact you from the 877 phone number, and I will go ahead and introduce you to your client onboarding agent, and we'll get that conversation underway so we can begin the programming immediately, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, for account purposes, I do need to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that everything is all done month to month, that there is no contract. But first, in order to secure your listing today, Alex, is the billing address the 200 Maple, or is it a different billing address on the card you're putting on file?
For my card?
Correct.
Does that have to match the one in my card, is that?
I need the billing address and the name to match whatever it is that you're putting, how you're going to pay for this service.
No, it's from my debit card, so.
Okay. Is that billing address the 200 West Maple, or is it a different address?
Yeah, the same one.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number, 4 digits at a time, please.
47, 37, 0240, 4767, 2979.
Expiration month and year?
12/24.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
706.
706. I do need to set a security question on the account. It's either going to be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
City.
What city were you born in?
Sorry, I'm over here, sorry. For the city, put Haddonfield.
Haddonfield?
Yeah, H-A-D-D-O-N, field.
Haddon, is there an S on that? H-A-D-D-O-N? Haddon?
Yeah, like H.
Or just yeah. Singular, Haddon?
No, it's like H-A-D-D-O-N. Mm-hmm. Field, like
F-I-E-L-D. Got it. Okay. So what's going to happen is one of the things that you mentioned was, you know, scam calls and things like that. So in an effort to protect you against that, we have the call tracking system in place, but we also have these security questions in place. So anytime that we contact you, if you're not sure if it's Local Splash or you get a call from somebody and you feel like it's not Local Splash, every time they call, they should be asking for the security question. But you ask, what is my security question? And they're going to hang up if it's not Local Splash because they don't have the answer to that. Okay?
Okay.
So this is an added form of protection for you. And I'm going to read the voice verification. It reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Go ahead and state the name of the business.
Alliance Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Alex, and then I'm the owner.
Alex, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah. Oh, say that again.
Yeah, I'll explain it to you. So basically what we're asking is if you choose to work with any other marketing, like we can see who you're already with. We can see that you've gone with Angie's List or Home Advisor, as it were. But if you choose to move forward with anybody else, we ask before you move forward with them, please let us know so we can work with them as well. And plus, we would hate to see you pay for something twice. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So with this, you're the account setup and the initial term and investment is being charged at today's date at a flat rate of $299 on October 31st, 2022. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no click fees, no call fees, no surcharges of any kind whatsoever. Okay? It is
okay.
A reoccurring payment that's going to take place, again, on the 30th or 31st day of the month, depending on how that month falls. If you choose to pause or discontinue the service for any reason, we ask that you please contact myself for client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of December. So you would need to contact us by the 27th of the month if you want to pause or cancel the services. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms, Alex?
Before the 27th, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so, hey, I'm very sorry, but I think I'm going to cancel this whole thing.
Okay, what happened?
Nothing. I think, how you say it? I think I had other plans. No, it sounds good and all, but I think I'm going to let go for now because I'm just... I just got news. I don't think I'm going to be here for the month of November. So it'll be really hard for me to even run this. Like, I just got a message. Not to be more personal, but I got a court date on this upcoming month, and I've got to be out of state for that.
Okay. It takes about 30 to 45 days, remember, for the first page placement to fully come to full fruition. So by the time you're back for your court date and ready to take advantage of this, it's going to be rocking and rolling for you.
Yeah, I just don't want to, like, what I got to tell you is, like, I got to serve some kind of, like, community.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the plan? I don't want to get in deep. Like, I just got the message from my attorney, so.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Like, I was really looking forward to it, but I think I'm going to pass.
Yeah, we had already processed the payment and everything, so I'm really sorry to hear that. Okay. All right. All right, well, we'll go ahead and cancel the appointment and cancel the services. Thank you so much for your time. You have a great day.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right.